views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. Well, this week we have some really great topics to discuss. And unfortunately, Artie's going to be a little bit late, but that's okay. He should be here any minute. So no worries about that. Before we get started, though, we'd like some of you guys to call in. And I'd like to give you our phone number for your little mini reading. The number is 800-930-2819. That's for the station. So you can give us a call and we'll give you a little mini reading over the phone. Now, if you'd like a private reading with Arthur, good old Artie, it's 877-ANGEL-02. That's ANGEL-02. It's 877-ANGEL-02. And believe me, you will not be disappointed. He's a very, very good psychic medium. You'll have a great time with him and you'll get all your questions answered. Now, if you'd like a reading with myself, and that could be over the phone or in person if you live close by, or Skyped, any way, which way you like, my number is 508-500-1474. Now, for those of you listening that live far away, we can do it just as accurately over the telephone or over the Skype as we can do it face to face. So don't let that make any fears in your mind, because we're definitely just as good over the phone as we are in person or Skyped. Because as soon as we hear your voice, we get your energy. As soon as we connect to your energy, that's it. Your spirit guides are right there. Our spirit guides are there, and we make our connection. So don't be afraid to give us a call, guys. You'll love it. It's really great. It seems like it's been a long week. We've had a lot going on this week. I know I have in my life. It was my birthday. It was my husband's birthday. It was my granddaughter's birthday. But one of the really nice things that I wanted to share with you guys just before Artie gets here is that one of my daughters gave me a singing bowl. Now, I don't know how many of you out there know what a singing bowl is. What it is actually a beautiful, what kind of material is that? I think it's a copper or brass. No, it's brass. This one happens to be two different shades of brass, so it almost looks like there's copper in it, but there's really not. And when you're meditating, this bowl will reach a vibration, a vibrational pitch that is in sync with one of your chakras. Now, I believe this particular bowl is for the third eye, but they have seven different chakras. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so they have seven different chakras. They have seven different bowls. They come in all kinds. They come in glass. They come in copper. They come in brass. And they're actually beautiful. So when you're sitting there, you bang the bowl, and then there's a stick that goes around the top of the bowl. Now, when you start bringing that stick around that bowl, you're going to hear a beautiful sound. And I'm going to share that with you today. Now, listening to this pitch will literally help you to open up your third eye. So I'm going to do this for you today so that you guys can hear how beautiful this is. Now, like I said, this is great for meditation. This is great for just getting in the zone for relaxation and, of course, opening up your third eye. Now, like I said, there are many bowls. There are 7 different bowls, and each one does correspond to a different chakra. So let's say today you're feeling that you need to open up or unclog your third eye. You would listen to this bowl that I'm going to let you hear in a second, and so on and so forth. So it's really nice. It's really nice, and it's very peaceful. Okay, here goes. And that goes on and on and on until you're finished meditating or until you finish relaxing or until you feel that, in this case, your third eye is more clear. Now, the way you'll feel that is before you actually start to meditate with the bowl, snap your fingers right near the third eye. And that would be between the two eyebrows. Okay? Now, snap your fingers and listen to the tone of that particular snap. Then after doing the vibrating bowl, after you've finished, snap again in that area and listen to the tone of the snap. And it should be either higher pitched or lower pitched. And you will actually hear a difference in the snap. It's just really interesting and it's really cool. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today. Because sometimes, you know, we don't have all these things to show you, but at least you could hear it. I thought it was great. And this is so interesting because this year, my birthday, I was given all kinds of beautiful spiritual things. My daughter, Tracy, she got me the most beautiful Archangel Michael cards with a beautiful velvet bag that you put them in and a beautiful candle for meditation, prosperity. And Artie also, he got me an amazing item. It's actually, it's like a little microphone that you plug in. You could plug in your meditations or you can plug in music or you can just listen to it because it has several different channels right built into itself. It has the ocean, the surf, thunderstorms, rain, unwinding, focus. So you just put that on, you plug it in, you put it on, and you listen, and it'll help you unwind. It'll help you get to sleep. So this year has been a very, very spiritual year for me, which I'm very happy about. It's really been a good year. And I'm very grateful to my spirit guides and my angels and my family. So thank you, guys. I wanted to just share that with all of you. So I hope we get some nice callers in today because we've really ready to go with some readings. So let me tell you a little bit about the show today. We're going to dabble into marriage, relationships, how not to get caught up with your partner, how to communicate. And that's very important. That's a very, very, very important part of marriage is communication. Even if you're not married, even if you're in a relationship, it's important for you to always keep an open dialogue with your partner. And that's because what you're thinking could be nothing. Your partner could be thinking, oh my gosh, it's everything. And they're taking it in the wrong context. So it's really good to lay the ground rules by telling that your spouse or your partner, if there's ever a problem and you don't understand or you want to, you know, discuss something, always keep that open line of communication. It's so important, guys. And a lot of relationships break up over that because there isn't that line of communication, unfortunately. I have a friend of mine who, well, actually, it's not a friend. It's actually one of my clients. And I really shouldn't be talking about them, but I'm not going to mention names or anything. But one of my clients had a very good marriage, and all of a sudden, there was no more communication between her and her spouse. And what happened was they had a beautiful relationship, and all of a sudden there was nothing. Nobody was talking. Everybody was going in different directions. Everybody was just on their own tangent, the both of them, until they came to me and we discussed what was going on and what would happen, what's going on in their life and what's happening between them. And believe it or not, it was just the littlest thing that made such the biggest difference. And it was only communication. It was one person interpreted something that another person was doing in the wrong context. So unfortunately, just those little things, just those silly little things could destroy a beautiful relationship. And that's why I say it's so important to keep that open communication. And with that, our wonderful Artie is here. Hi, Art.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Sorry I was late. Got held up in traffic. This Jersey weather is killing me, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's terrible outside, guys. Really bad. It's been raining all day. It's December, what, 17th? Raining all day, and we had sweaters on.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like 50s, 60s tomorrow. And
oh, boy. It's amazing. I've always wanted that.
Best holiday present ever.
I'm telling you, it is the best holiday present ever. You know, I used to live in Florida, and it's so funny because when we put up the Christmas lights on the house, it was almost like putting them up in June. It was ridiculous.
Okay, and right now we got to
go for a break, guys. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes, guys, after this break. We'll be right back.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ. They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this road.
back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, and that is me. You know, Artie pointed something out to me that I keep saying, and I'm really sorry. I keep saying, I'll see you when we get back. I don't mean I'll actually see you. I will see you psychically. But what I should be saying is, when you come back, we'll start again.
Or we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you right away after the station identification.
So what were you talking about? I didn't hear. So what were you talking about the first 15?
I was explaining about the bowl, singing bowl, and I let everybody hear it.
Oh, okay.
And that is actually for the third eye. And I described what it's for and clearing and all that stuff.
Let me take this for the third eye. Boom. There.
He's beating my third eye.
I just took a wooden stick and cracked her over the third eye.
I can't see. I'm blinded in my third eye.
So, but this, well, go ahead. You want to
Yes, and then I was mentioning about our show, how we're going to talk about relationships and lack of communication and how things could go awry because of the lack of communication. And it's very important to hold those open telephone lines.
Open vessels. Listen, if anybody wants to get a reading from Sky and I, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And Sky and I will be more than happy to give you a mini reading. Or if you have any interesting stories that you wish to share with us, feel free.
Absolutely.
And if you want to bitch and complain about your partners in life, because we are talking about relationships, you could do so also. So not a problem. And so, but a lot of people, when it comes to relationships, obviously don't always see eye to eye. I mean, when you do, that's great. You know, I have two brothers and they both been married to the same girl for, 85,000 years. And, I'm very proud of them, and when I say I'm envious of them, I think the difference between envious and jealousy. Envious is when you're happy that somebody else has what they have, and I would like that too. I'm envious of you.
Yes.
When I'm jealous of you, jealous is that I'm mad or I'm angry at the fact that you have what I want, and I'm angry that you have it. That's jealousy, which is not too cool.
Yeah, that's kind of like not in our vocabulary. I know for myself and Artie, I can't speak for both of us on this one. I've never seen him jealous of anyone ever. And I've always seen him always wish them well.
No, but you want to know something? There were times. I do have a jealous streak.
Do you really? I've never seen it.
No, because you're not in my relationship. But when you're in love with somebody, if you're not showing any form of jealousy, then it means you're not in love.
Really?
<Uh-oh>. seriously. No, the ego part, there is this sense of, like when you care about somebody, I mean, yes, the level of trust should 100% be there. But at the same token, if there's sometimes where somebody gets a little jealous or if somebody does something that, you find that could be offensive, jealousy could definitely erupt and occur. And that's been, with just about every relationship that I've ever really cared about. I carry a jealous nature? No. There has to be something specific that has to erupt that emotion in me. I'm not jealous just out of the fact of being jealous. I'm not that kind of a jealous person. If somebody does something stupid and that would cause me to feel a certain way that I find to be disrespectful, then of course I'm going to get upset and like as anyone else would or should, But trust is such a major factor. And if you don't have trust in a relationship,
you don't have
a relationship. I don't care how much love there is. You could love somebody at a perfect 10. There's a lot of people who stay in a relationship where the love is at a 10, 11, 12.
But they don't trust them.
But they don't trust them, or they're unhappy in other ways. But I love them to death, but it ends up killing
them. How could you love somebody 1,000,000% and not trust? Isn't trust
a
form of love?
No, when you are so upset, I know this because I've experienced this already.
Really?
Yeah. I was so incredibly in love with
my second wife.
Yeah, my second wife. Like over the top in love with my second wife. But yet I didn't trust her 100%. There was always something underlying. And not that she actually did, you know, cheat. She didn't cheat. Not until like the very end of our relationship, our 10-year relationship.
And wow, that's
at the very end. But, you know, plus we dated for about a year, year and a half. But besides that, yeah, I was very, very, very much so in love with her. And I'll tell you, there was something in me that's saying there's something not trustworthy about her. And I felt kind of funky and off balance. And I hated feeling like that. It wasn't until the seventh or eighth year in our marriage, I started getting more into myself. The reason why we got along so well, we had one thing in common. We were both into Kathy.
Okay.
And so therefore we got along very well on the most part. But after a while I said, you know, this is not working for me. And I did not like that feeling. I gave away my power and I didn't like it. So when I started to get more into my readings and into my spirituality, all of a sudden my confidence level started picking up and everything started going great.
Yes. That's
when Kathy started to feel very insecure. And she said she didn't have a jealous bone in her body. That's 100% false. And
sure, she was jealous of your new endeavors.
Yeah,
and she wasn't getting enough of Artie.
Yeah, but I was giving her a lot of my attention while we were together. But still, you know, I was getting, you know, most of my clients, or 95% of my clients, are women.
Right.
So you have to be very confident within yourself to be with a person.
And
like
the amount of love that you showed for her, there shouldn't have been any jealousy there. You know,
you can't fake
the way you felt.
No. And, you know, but I felt that way with a few other people in my life. I did. Yeah. I felt very, you know, very much so in love.
And that makes you feel vulnerable too, guys.
Yeah. When you're in love with somebody, it allows you, you have to be vulnerable. Some people, you know, a lot of times people, they want to feel that in love. They want to feel that intense love.
You mean like that, like that honeymoon phase?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And to keep it there,
beautiful.
The puppy love, the honeymoon.
Yeah, I love that.
I love to keep the relationship there at that level all the time. That's what I like to, that's my goal. And I had most of that in my second marriage. I had that throughout, I would say, kid you not, 8.5, 9 years of my marriage. And our family members were jealous. Our friends were jealous because we just had that bubbly, fun, cool relationship.
Yeah.
And it was really good. There was a point to this, though. I forgot. Oh, crap.
And then all of a sudden, you started with your career.
I started with my career. She started to feel insecure because, I didn't like feeling vulnerable. Oh, so what I wanted to say
is
that,
time.
Yeah, a lot of people have these defensive walls that are sky high, all right, and they don't allow people to get too close because, you know, they're afraid of being hurt.
Right.
But yet when your defensive walls are that high and you're wondering how come nobody's in your life or wondering how come you don't have that puppy love stage or that, because you're not opening up. And to feel that love at that level, you're going to have to open up. It's as simple as that. You can't be afraid to get hurt.
Yeah. And you also have to understand that love has to be reciprocal.
Yeah, if you're not getting it in return,
right,
then it hurts.
And you have to really realize that, because sometimes there are people who are so much in love with their partner, they're giving a million percent to that partner and is forgetting that they're not receiving it back because they're overcompensating for their love to that person.
When you have a habit of investing so much of your entire energy into one person, this is where you lose your power,
right?
Because you invested your everything into that person and you might put your kids aside. You might put your friends aside. You might
and
put your job aside,
yes.
And you put yourself aside and then you make everything about your partner. And that's not healthy. You want to share yourself with your partner, but you don't want to live through your partner. Or if your partner lives through you, you're going to feel it very suffocating.
Yes.
You know, and then when jealousy comes into effect where they feel too controlling, where your partner is too controlling, like, why are you hanging out with that person? Why were you talking to that person? Or I don't want you to be with them. Or there's a lot of unfortunate situations where partners don't even want them to hang out with their own family members. They get jealous of their own family members.
That's true.
And I've experienced that many times through my clients, not myself. I've never experienced that personally, but
I have through my clients also. There was one situation where there was a husband and wife and they were married and she happened to have been very close with her sister. Mm-hmm. And she, and her, they were married. The two sisters were both married and the two brother-in-laws were friends.
Right.
But she, the husband of this one girl that was seeing me for therapy, she expressed to me that her husband did not want her to have a relationship privately with the sister unless he was there, because he was always so insecure about her maybe saying something about him or telling her that he wasn't adequate in some way or another, or he wasn't a good provider. So he had the problem. It wasn't her. And he would not allow his wife to get close to her sister. Isn't that sick?
That's sick. I could understand only if there was a major problem between those two people, or they were at wit's end with each other.
And they liked each other.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying,
I know.
You know, only under those circumstances. But when you have a normal, healthy sibling relationship or son and father or son and daughter.
Yes.
Or daughter and mother and daughter and father, and there's a healthy relationship, then, you know, so be it.
All right, so guys, we're going to take a break right now, and we will wait until you get back.
We will be back.
We will be.
They're not going to be back.
Oh,
we're
right.
going to be back.
See, I got to get this
straight.
All right,
I'm going to start taking over, guys.
No, wait, you got to teach this to me.
All right, till next time.
We'll see you in a bit.
Sunday morning, up with the lark. Take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansley Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
It's all right.
Welcome back, everybody. This is, you're with Artie and Sky, and this week we're talking about sex, relationships, sex, love, money, and kids.
Sex, love, and rock and roll. Baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So,
I wanted to ask you, do you like this?
What she's showing me is this beautiful necklace piece. It looks like a clear quartz
crystals
and quartz
with an amethyst,
amethyst
in the middle.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's like all in, it's all wrapped up with what do you call it, sterling silver, and it has the yellow two is that amethyst? No, it's the yellowstone. What do they call it?
I don't know. Is it a canary? I don't know.
It's the two yellowstones. Well, I was in a metaphysical store. And they had a few of them. They were very beautiful.
Where was the metaphysical store?
This was, believe it or not, in Peddler's Village. In
Peddler's?
Jersey. Peddler's Village.
Isn't that South Jersey?
No, it's right outside of New Hope.
Oh, okay.
We got to go sometime. You're going to love this. Anyway, so I'm seeing.
Was it in New Hope or Lambert's Mill? Lambert's Mill.
That's right.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking at this showcase, and there's a few really nice ones. Really, I love them. And I just looked at this one. I kept drawing myself to it, and it wasn't the prettiest one, honestly.
But it was drawn to you.
It was just drawn to me. And I chose the other one, and then at the very end, I says, no, I can't. I have to buy this one. And then it was Archangel Azrael.
Yes.
Raziel. And I read up about Raziel. And it is for parents who are deeply mourning and grieving and can't get over the grief of their child.
Yeah.
And I was drawn to it.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Raziel is also the one who buried Moses, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Because I read, because I have a whole encyclopedia of saints and angels.
Really?
Yeah. And it explains. I thought I showed that to you.
No.
Oh, it's a big white book.
You showed me a big white book, but I think that was
it's the only large white book I have.
I think you did, but I went through it in seconds. I didn't go through it well.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to you.
Uh-huh.
So But in any case, so we were talking before about relationships and dealing with jealousies, and that's a deal breaker, because when somebody is becoming overbearing, over controlling, and it takes away the fun of not only the fun of the relationship, but the fun of your life. And then a lot of people end up talking behind their backs and talking behind your back.
Right, exactly.
And you also have to understand, when you're asking somebody for the truth about something, if they're strong enough to be able to tell you the truth, you can't go attacking them if it's not what you want to hear. Otherwise, you're putting that person in a lose-lose situation.
But how many couples?
12.
How many couples actually tell the truth not to start a war?
Well, a lot of people, right, they purposely don't tell the all-out truth, or right, they'll fudge the truth, only because they know if they tell the truth, there's going to be repercussions,
right,
because they don't want to hear from the other partner. So they just tell them what they want to hear.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. So you say you want the truth, but are you going...
But you can't hear it.
But are you going to beat them up? Or you might be on the receiving end where you're saying, you know what, it's not worth telling them. Otherwise, they're just going to get all upset and bent out of shape.
Right.
And, you know, and that has happened, you know, before in my previous relationships. So I had to, like, be very careful on what I was willing to share and choose to share it in conversation. And I don't like to be like that. So, or the other person might get way too overly upset,
yeah,
about what you have to say.
So they want to hear the truth, but then they can't hear the truth.
No, they want the truth to be, they want the truth to be what they want it to
exactly
be.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's not so much that they want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want the truth to be.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. So, but, and then another major cause for issues is money. And they say that money isn't everything, but money is a lot. I'm sorry. And it's a shame that society around the world, that is such a strong emphasis on money, because it gives you the quality of life. You know, if you have it doesn't guarantee you happiness, but it does give you a certain sense of quality of life. And, you know, it gives you a sense of freedom. And that's what, you know, money's supposed to give you, that security and freedom.
But wait a minute.
But again, it doesn't guarantee you happiness.
Let me ask you a question. If you were deeply in love with someone and they were, you know, you were in a true relationship and you realized that there would be no money throughout this whole relationship because you couldn't support the lifestyle that this person wanted. All right.
Well, that's up to them. That other person then has got to be willing to accept the person who doesn't make much for a living. Mm. It's not up to you, the one who doesn't make a lot of money.
Right.
It's up to the other person. Are they willing to accept this kind of a lifestyle? But if they're spoiled by a certain lifestyle or security, an expectation of security, and the other person's unable to provide it, then, you know,
but how many
it's
people,
up to you whether many, you're willing to accept that.
How many people out there?
12.
We have to write that down. There's something going on with that.
Okay.
How many people out there, 12, would like, would actually stay in a relationship just for the love?
Oh, many, countless.
Really?
Many, 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 countless, yes.
Well, I know I did.
So long as there is a certain – just because somebody is living on a low income,
yes,
doesn't mean that, you know, the relationship is worth the crap. There are people who have a very low income –
and are so happy.
And are very, very happy.
And I
because
am,
they do
yes
have that love. And it's not about
yes
the money. It's about making ends meet and just living within your means.
And so happy together. That really, that makes my heart just jump. It really does.
You know what? There's this one song, and I'm sure Hammer, our DJ, will probably play this at some point. But there's this one song, poetically, it sounds beautiful, but in reality, it works very, very little. And the song is, even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. So, you know, I mean, that's great. You know, even though we get, that's like flower child days. Even though we don't got money, let's just, you know, smoke pot and follow the Grateful Dead.
Right.
You know, but after a while.
And dandelions.
Yeah. after a while, that cutesy puppy love stage of the all that good stuff, that goes away, you know, and you have to, guess what? You got to pay the bills. You got to eat. You got to do something to keep things, you know, rocking and rolling.
And with that, we are going to take a break. And
we're going to be right back. Oh, wow. She got it right. I'm so proud of you. Stick around, everybody.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
I love it.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And you're with Artie and Sky, and we are here to have some fun and talk about relationships and love and money and sex and all that other good stuff. And you know what? Something when it comes to, you know, if you want to build a relationship, you know, when it comes to
don't use Legos.
Yeah. When it comes, where the heck did that come? What do you mean don't use Legos?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Build a relationship.
There you go. All right. Now I gotcha.
I'm hanging out with you too much.
There you go. So when it comes to a relationship, if you want to build on a really solid relationship, don't sleep with the person right away, because you're making it too much about the sex. And if you make, you know, just about every relationship that starts off with a lot of sex right from the get-go, it usually fizzles out, giving too much too soon. And you don't know what your partner's antics are about every aspect of a relationship, you know, about your job, about your friends, about your family, where they stand on this, where they stand on that, you know. And when you get to really enjoy each other's company through and through, you know, as you start to build up, you know, then, you know, celebrate it with having great sex and whatnot. But if you're going for sex right away, I'm telling you, a lot of people, and this falls more into place with women more so than men. They find that when they have sex, they're looking for that emotional long-term commitment relationship.
Well, there's an old adage that goes, a woman needs, wait a minute, a man needs a place, a woman needs
a piece.
No. a man just needs a place. A woman needs a reason. You get that?
All right. Yeah.
And
okay.
That's the old adage.
Okay.
Now you want to hear the younger adage?
Screw it.
Heart. Yeah. Now listen, actually the best long-term relationships as far as marriage or having a non-committal long relationship, because a lot of people, look at Goldie Hawn. She will not marry Kurt Russell because she just has something in her mind where she feels that she's married, she can't handle it. So she's had a very long relationship with Kurt Russell, but yet they never did it legally, which I don't, it's not a big deal to me, legal. I don't care about that. I mean, that's,
you know, that's
you're married,
great.
You're married.
But you can't compare yourself to your siblings. You can't compare yourself to your friends.
But I had a point.
When it's your time, it's your time.
Right.
And your point is?
My point was that the best relationships start off as best friends. So if you want to have a long-term relationship with the person you love or the person that you like, or you get to know them like as your best friend first and then see where that takes you. It could just stay best friends, but you haven't committed. You haven't really made that commitment. You'll still be best friends, but you haven't made that secondary commitment. You understand? And it, let's say it does work out. You're best friends and those become best relationships.
I've also seen it where people have a habit of overly texting too much to each other, where they literally text each other umpteen hundred times a day, every day. And it's like they, you know, you got to talk to them during your every break. You have to talk to them as soon as they finish work and what time will you be home. And it's like they're too obsessed. You're too obsessed.
Yeah, that's obsession.
And even though it's nice to know that somebody loves you and cares about you, trust me, it's going to get old really fast.
Yeah. That's insecurity.
That's tremendous insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you only gave me one XO and I sent you three XOs. And so what's that crap? So what? You're having a bad day? Did I say something that ticked you off? Are you doing this out of obligation? You jackass. Are you doing this out of obligation?
It goes a fight. It goes a fight.
And
then
it causes another fight.
I love it.
And then you take every little thing way out of proportion.
I hear you. I hear you. How come you guys are not calling? Let's give out the number. It's 800-930-2819.
Because they love hearing us.
I know.
They love hearing us talk about our topics. I don't care. Personally, I really
don't.
Don't
either. I
yes,
don't
you
either.
Do. Oh,
no,
you want to.
I love when the audience gets involved in either readings or I love when they get involved with our conversations. Because, you know, you guys are important to us. And
no,
we'd like to
no,
hear your views.
No, she's insecure.
Yep.
I don't care. As long as you're listening,
bite
that's
me.
All I care. She's insecure. But you got to call me. No, you don't. I don't care. I'm giving it to you. If you want a reading, fine. If not, just kick back. Have your bonbons. Have your soda.
Listen, it's not only about the reading. We'd like for you to get involved in our conversation so we can hear your views on things. Or maybe you're living this right now.
Oh, they're definitely living this right now.
Well,
trust
that's what
me.
I'm saying.
You know, and then a lot of people want to find, you know, put it this way. If you want to find somebody and people are saying yes, yes, yes right now, I want to find somebody. Guess what? You're going to have to get out of your house. You're going to have to go out there.
Yeah.
Go to meetup groups. All right. Go online to meetup groups. Go to the gym. You know, whenever you have somebody inviting you to go to a party or
go
to something, you got to go. Stop making up excuses. And then a lot of people stay in their comfort zone. They go from work to home, work to home, work to home, or just take care of the kids. And they go, I can't meet anybody because you're not opening yourself up.
Correct.
And when you do, and then all of a sudden, everything magic starts to happen.
So what if you go to one of these parties that you really don't feel comfortable going to? So what are you going to do? Just sit at the table or sit and have a drink by yourself? No, you got to get up and you got to mingle.
Mingle.
It's not
and
only
it's
going
like, well,
to
I don't
party.
Feel comfortable. But all you have to do is just introduce yourself and say, oh, what do you do for a living? Everybody likes to talk about themselves.
Yes.
So if you go to somebody and say, oh, do you have any kids? Where do you work? What do you like to do? Have you gone on vacation? You know,
do you have a big bank account?
Do you have a big bank account? Have you had sex in a while? I have about 30 seconds. Tell me all about your sex life. You know, but, or you could comment on somebody or something, or, right. You know, there's lots and lots of ways to start up conversations. And, you know, if anybody gives you like a snide look or something, that's their insecurities, but don't take it personally. If some people have this click. You know, and I have a habit of joking around a lot. So if somebody has an attitude, it's like I have a habit of saying goofy things to them in return, or just having a snide remark. And a lot of people use sarcasm, you know, as a way of their sense of humor.
That's
to
true.
Deal with to deal with situations or whatever.
You do that.
So no, I don't.
You should. Yeah.
Very rarely am I sarcastic. A little bit.
Oh no, not in a bad way. Like a funny way.
Oh. Yeah, well, I
never heard you be sarcastic in a mean way, but no. Funny. Yeah,
I've had relationships where they were very sarcastic, and as soon as I started becoming sarcastic, they couldn't take it.
Really?
Yeah, and that's happened to me consistently. So I just
you must be down and dirty.
Huh? No, I just play the same game. That's all. That's all. But it's not a big deal, but it's normally not a part of my personality. No. So, but like I said, I like to joke around. One of my issues is that I joke around so much that some people have a hard time seeing me serious. But mm-hmm. I do have a serious side.
I know you do.
I have a compassionate, serious side.
But,
so right now we got to wrap up.
Right.
So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.